WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, founder and owner of Nutrition World. Proudly serving Chattanooga since 1979, and for nearly five decades, I've devoted my life to studying, testing, sharing practical science-based natural approaches to better health. My passion is helping people discover how lifestyle, nutrition, targeted supplementation, and wise food choices can work together to create extraordinary health. I've always believed that some of the most important conversations about health are often the ones you won't hear in traditional circles. Our mission is simple. We're building your health, your vitality, your longevity, one show at a time. So welcome to Vital Health Radio. Good morning, Clint Powell.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm well enough. That's
good.
That's kind of, when I say really with that tone of voice, it means I'm not a 10, but I'm not a 2.
Normally, when you start off that way, I would get like, I'm an apricot in a world of plums or something like that. I don't know exactly where you're going with it, but I do understand the numerical stuff pretty well.
Yeah. Well, normally, I have some personal notes that I make for just kind of talking about the last 7 days and things that might apply to health in some regards, but it's sitting at the 6201 Lee Highway location, which is Nutrition World.
Oh, you forgot them.
So the word is, I didn't really want to say I forgot them.
They're sitting
over there.
Well, you've had a big day so far. You've done a podcast. Uh-huh. You had some holistic health treatments.
Yes.
Yeah, so you've had a big day.
And,
it's a big day for
gym at the 4 o'clock hour. And
you get up at 2:32?
No, it's 2:28.
Excuse me. So I gave you four extra minutes of sleep.
Did have violin this morning also.
You did?
Yes, I do that almost every day.
Perfect. Can you play a song yet?
Mary Had a Little Lamb is coming along after 18 months. No, yes, I can play a song.
Can you play When the Devil Went Down to Georgia?
It won't be long. It won't be long. But you play those.
There's no chance you're going to be ready to play The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
No,
there's just no chance because that's a fiddle, first of all.
That's exactly right.
And
I don't play fiddles.
You don't play a fiddle. You play a violin.
I want to talk about a place that I ate that is a special one. You don't go there every other weekend because it's certainly pricey. But Second American is a fantastic,
downtown?
Fabulous restaurant. It's on Cowart Street. That's by memory. And just had people telling me how wonderful it was. And it is beyond wonderful. Now, it may not ever equal that again. You know how it is. You go
to a
restaurant.
It's a reservation. It's a high-end place.
High-end place.
My cousin's daughter works there.
Works there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a hostess there.
The food just exploded with taste and cleanliness and just quality. Quality. You ever had a quality
piece of cheese? I've never had a cleanliness food before. I've eaten good taste.
Have you had food explode in your mouth like that?
Mm-hmm.
Over at Taco Bell and Waffle House where you eat?
Well, you did that with no notes today. I'm pretty impressed. Usually your insults are ChatGPT'd or you use AI.
That is not true.
Yeah.
That is not true.
Today you're doing it, winging it. I'm pretty proud of it.
Well, I'm still paying you back for making fun of me last week for my bowling score of 64. Excuse me. Yes.
That was with bumpers up. That's what I didn't understand. How the hell do you do a 64 and the bumpers are up? But now I give you, you were out having fun with your grandkids. You weren't being competitive. You were out to have fun.
I wasn't being competitive. And the old hips paid a price for about 5 days.
I was
going
to ask how bad it was. Yeah.
Hey, you know, we have a great health fair, the biggest in this part of the country. October 24th will be the health fair at Nutrition World. And we have lectures that go on because, as you probably have heard me, if you've listened to much of my stuff, I separate the world into two classes of people. I love to put people in classes.
Learners. Non-learners.
Hey, you know it. You agree too. Yes, that's what I say. Learners, non-learners. So if you're listening to Vital Health Radio, you're a learner. You've already passed that test. But we want to keep on learning. And just as I do every single morning for about an hour every morning, I'm delving into the stuff that I talk about and try to learn. But we are going to have a whole host of people on the Health Fair Day that will be giving a free lecture for about 30 minutes. It depends on which person you choose, but 30 to 40 minutes. I'm just going to go through three or four each week here so we can tell people. One is a great guy named Dave from Tonal Spine. This isn't a normal chiropractic thing. This has to do with energy systems, balancing them. Katie's been to him and was quite impressed. He will be speaking at the health fair. You'll be able to see all of this on our advertisements under events very soon. And secondly, Laura Chastain from Optimize You. She is a wonderfully skilled, a big toolbox of information, knowledge, experience. She'll be speaking probably on women's hormones. Dr. Chalet, who is from Chicago, he actually is on our website if you wanted to look him up. He's a integrative healthcare practitioner that I was had on the show here. You and I had him on the show here, Clint, and well-spoken, very well-versed in what can we do to help the body heal itself and not use Band-Aid approaches? And we're also going to have a great guest today that believes the same thing. Meredith Mason will be here, nurse practitioner.
I can't wait for that. That's going
to
be fun.
She believes in that philosophy of not Band-Aiding, but actually getting to the root cause of things. And it's a slow growing, but it's a growing group of professionals that I just adore. And then lastly is my buddy Charles from Scenic City Neurotherapy. He talks about the IV medical use of ketamine, and that will be extremely beneficial for people to listen to. If you know, the history of that is certainly a drug of abuse, but it also is a drug of miracles if properly used. And it is, you know, people with chronic anxiety and depression, PTSD, that's the biggest
focus. Is it
good
for joint pain and arthritis?
Only for short periods of time. Yeah. I certainly tried it for my hip pain, but that was not fixable. I had to go in and get a whole new set.
I have learned something about when I make a comment in here. Like, for instance, I've got bad joint pain, arthritis, everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm always hurting, and I still hit heavy. I don't stop doing stuff.
Yeah.
But you got to be careful when you're in a certain room with certain people. And if you say things like, I don't know, I wish somebody would give me an elbow in my shoulder. I wish I could have a hand massage. Some people take that as, air quote, consent to touch you and give you a massage in real time.
Oh, like
other people will get that on video. You sit your ass down over there.
You were
on the radio, and
Dr. Kurt Deering.
Yeah, Kurt Deering. Last time I said, "Man, my shoulders are killing me." Next thing you know, I am in an awkward position, looking over to Ed with his stupid camera, and I'm getting a massage. I'm like, "I didn't ask for it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. My hands now. What are we doing? I feel like you ought to buy me dinner." It was really awkward, but I got to be honest with you. Freaking shoulders felt like a champ for about an hour.
There you
well
go.
Well done. Magic helpless hands over there.
I think we all who know Dr. Deering will agree he has no filters.
Dude, he jumped over there. I'm like, is that help? I'm like, quit touch. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, continue on, please. That's fantastic. I don't, yeah. It was good stuff. That was funny.
We'll be talking with Dr. Deering today also. And so we got a big, big show. I know this is really a really odd way to finish the first segment, but I want to talk about butter wrappers. I know you're interested, aren't you?
I've been waiting for this one. I was hoping you would talk about it.
Butter wrappers. Yeah, I've always, and because I'm such a nerdy, geeky, kind of weird guy,
okay,
I have looked at my butter wrappers and wondered if I had chemicals in there. I have. No, I haven't had bad dreams about it, but I have. Well, they finally tested them. Here's the ones from Mammovation, who is the wonderful website that everyone should be logging on to. It is Kerrygold Pure Irish Butter has some really bad chemicals in their wrappers. Land O'Lakes, well, what a surprise. Land O'Lakes salted butter has a large amount of fluorine, which has very evidence of a lot of forever chemicals. Mm-hmm. Better butters now. These are the better ones.
Okay.
Kirkland at Costco has a much lower level of chemical. Right. And then lastly, and there's plenty of other butters, but I'm only going to list the top ones. These are the best butters, wrappers. Mm. I know Clint is making notes for his for his next shopping trip.
My butter wrapper comes in a squeeze bottle called Parquet, but continue on.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
All right. Whole Foods Market has the best butter wrapper. Yes, yes, yes. Horizon. This, I've used a lot of Horizon products.
Me too.
They also have great butter wrappers. Kate's Salted and Kirkland. We go back to Costco again on the organic salted butter. And Trader Joe's.
Oh.
So shop with knowledge, and that's what we do here at Vital Health Radio.
I cannot. I'm so excited we ended the first segment on butter wrappers. When we come back, though, I promise we got two great guests today. It'll be a lot of fun, a lot of information. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Clint Powell. And every week, we take the latest research, separate fact from fiction, and help you make smarter decisions without the hype. So let's get back to today's conversation, because one of the passions I have is to bring experts in from our local community that you may not probably know about that are excelling in the area of wellness and health. And one of those is Meredith Mason, nurse practitioner. We're nurse practitioner. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thanks for having me, Ed. I think we did this 7 years ago, if you can believe that.
Wow, 7 years ago. Where were we with the COVID at that time?
It had not happened. In fact, I started my clinic, Brio Functional Medicine, in 2018 in June. Mm-hmm. I had 2 years of seeing clients and patients before COVID happened. So I was so thankful to have that pattern recognition and that memory of what patients used to look like before COVID came.
Yeah.
And now there is a little different storyline that goes with a lot of people. I know we've had Peter McCullough on here. We've had a couple people talking about long COVID, but and we're going to get into that because I can tell you, I mean, I've had 6 cases of active COVID and I've tested for the spike protein. I want to test again because I don't want to brag about it, but I haven't been sick in some time, but I don't always feel my best. And it comes on in waves and the waves are really weird. And I've got my little box of remedies that I use that I get better, but I just still wonder if long COVID is part of my issue and without my remedies of choice, I would,
it's not. No, I have other issues. Yeah. Oh. COVID has nothing to do with your issues, but continue on, sir. Sorry. Yeah.
So today we're going to learn your personal journey on that, in regard to that information. But, so How long have you had this passion for kind of addressing the root cause of illness and sickness in the medical field?
So I went to college with the intention of becoming a medical doctor, and I was majoring in biology. In my sophomore year, I got a mysterious illness that took me out of school for several weeks. I ended up in the ER. It actually came on as a really strong throat infection with excruciating pain. Went to Emory, was tested for Epstein-Barr. It was negative, but I had persistent fatigue that was so bad for about 2 weeks. I went home and to rest and recover. But after that, I developed, slowly started developing a chronic pain syndrome and chronic fatigue. So that's when I really started kind of reading more on the integrative medicine books and just looking at other sources of information. So I've always been interested in that, I would say, since I was 18 or 19 years old.
Wow. And, you know, I think Clint would agree with this. So many of the people we speak to, they had some rough times on their own personal journey. That's what turned them into the path they're on.
I don't think we've had anybody on, including Dr. Deering. Don't say anything. I don't want to get you in trouble, Dr. Deering. But including Dr. Deering, along with the people that work with you, that have not had their own personal apex moment of the light bulb moment.
Or occasionally a loved one.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yes. That's a personal thing. Right. People had a mom go through something, or even if you don't have the medical certifications or the medical training that you have, even if it's just someone like Amber, her whole purpose of stuff, everybody that I know that is either on this radio show or part of Nutrition World or in your field, if they've gone to the holistic side of things, it's because they've had a moment where they're like, wait a minute, there's got to be other tools in the toolbox. There's got to be other mindsets. I'm not saying this one's wrong. There's got to be something else.
Well, I think COVID opened the eyes of many people.
Is that part of what opened your eyes too, was how COVID was handled and treated? Or,
I mean, I had already started my clinic, so I was really already invested. What COVID represented was a chance to sharpen my skill set because I was seeing new problems that I had never seen before. And that's what I really want to talk about today is like a triad of symptoms that I'm still seeing in the clinic. So a lot of people aren't talking about COVID anymore. I want to keep the conversation going because I'm still seeing people that I think where long COVID is their issue. And what's interesting, we have a 20-page questionnaire, believe it or not, for our clinic of health history. And one of the questions on there is, when is the last time you felt well? And what I've noticed with that question is almost everybody is putting, you know, 2019, or they'll put before I had COVID, or they'll put before COVID vaccination. Like, we've just seen so much of that we're like, wow, everybody at least has the opinion or perception that their health changed during COVID or after COVID.
Now, I'm not putting a lot of stock in this, but I think maybe also multiple different influences. Let's just say 5G also started sometime around that period of time. I don't know when exactly, but I am convinced that 5G is part of the issue. I do. No.
Huh.
4G and 3G was far less invasive to the human physiology than 5G was. So I am, I have a blocking system in my house by blueblocker.com, BLUblocker.com. And if you order anything, you use the discount code, code NUTWORLD, in order to get a discount on that. NUTWORLD. Huh. How clever.
I don't know. I don't have any of that at my house. I know the 5G is a big deal. Mm-hmm. I know it is. It makes sense.
Well, you don't even have a bathroom. You have an outhouse.
Yeah. So well, that's thanks for picking none of your business. Quit staring at my house, stalker.
Well, Meredith, tell us a little bit about your personal journey.
Yeah. So me personally, I felt like my health was pretty stable before COVID. And even for the first year of COVID, I was doing pretty well. And then in the fall of 2021, I got symptoms of COVID. I initially tested antibodies. They were negative. And I would say about a month or two after that infection, you know, I'm kind of working on myself for 3 days. I get through the initial symptoms. I'm feeling pretty good. And then slowly afterward, I start having issues develop. So those issues were chronic fatigue, mast cell activation or kind of high histamine symptoms and digestive complaints. And that's a triad I'm still seeing in clinic today. So kind of initially in my research on the chronic fatigue piece, some of the thought leaders around COVID were proposing it was mitochondrial dysfunction that was causing that. But because of my former experience with Epstein-Barr, I was curious if Epstein-Barr was being reactivated by COVID. So I drew my Epstein-Barr titer. I do four markers. So it's a VCA IgM, EBNA IgG, and VCA IgG, and then also early antigen D. So I had positive early antigen D, which you can have 20% of patients can be high there, and that'd be normal. But then I also had both of the IgG markers, which just say you've had a prior Epstein-Barr, doesn't really point to reactivation, were on the high end. IgM, which goes positive with initial infection, was negative, which was expected for reactivation. So, and then also in my clinic, I've had a lot of people with chronic fatigue since COVID. So I've gotten the opportunity to test hundreds of patients for this. And I'd say
chronic fatigue has to do with mono.
It's associated, with mono. So Epstein-Barr is a virus that causes mono.
Okay.
And it is associated with chronic fatigue. Now, of course, not all issues of chronic fatigue are going to be caused by this virus or its reactivation. But so in my clinic, I've been testing patients with chronic fatigue after COVID. I'd say about 75% of those patients have either maxed out antibodies on both IgG, and they will have positive early antigen D.
Now, what does this mean?
So that means there's controversy. Again, 20% of people with high early antigen D could be considered normal, but because of the OXO are maxed out on IgG antibodies. So according to the work, I started collecting books on Epstein-Barr, during this period and reading as much as I could on it. But Dr. Forrest Tennant is a military doctor who specializes in arachnoiditis, which is inflammation of the spinal lining, one of the layers in the spine, that he thinks that Epstein-Barr in some of these patients can actually lead to paralysis. So he's had a long career kind of treating these patients, and he really advocates for some type of antiviral treatment, even if the two IgG titers and or antibodies are elevated. So I've read multiple of his books. I also looked at Dr. Kasia Kynes, who's an integrative nutritionist who suffers herself with reactivated Epstein-Barr. She uses a more nutritional protocol with things like high-dose lysine and zinc and things like that.
So high-dose lysine does work to suppress.
So, and it's known to slow replication of herpes viruses. Okay. So in that family is Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, herpes simplex 1 and 2, varicella, chickenpox.
So Epstein-Barr is part of the herpes family.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, so personally, I used a Kasia Kynes protocol, and then working with a doctor in Florida, I also went on antivirals, and I was quickly able to return my early antigen D back to normal, and I felt better in terms of fatigue. So I want people to be aware of those books and resources. So Kasia Kynes' books is The Epstein-Barr Virus Solution, and then Dr. Forrest Tennant has written numerous books on Epstein-Barr, and all these are widely available.
Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay.
Or your local bookseller. So, and then also personally, after I had COVID, I started developing really high histamine symptoms that were not responsive to traditional histamine blockers. So your traditional histamine blockers, your histamine 1 are things like Claritin and Zyrtec over the counter. Mm-hmm. Histamine 2 is going to be Pepcid, Famotidine. So I took a combination of even all three of those, in addition to personally taking like some mast cell stabilizers like quercetin, luteolin. I did my genetics around diamine oxidase.
Did you test positive for that?
I did not. I had is where it gets interesting, right? Because I'm looking for genetic reasons. Why is COVID turned on this horrible mast cell activation? Also, the enzyme HNMT, histamine N-methyltransferase. I think I had one mutation, but not homozygous. And so still digging. And then as I, I'm seeing other patients at that time, I start seeing changes on stool testing that has me question one day after 6 months of battling my histamine intolerance, could this be histamine-producing bacteria in the gut? So, and my gut had really been stable I had done a lot of work there for years in optimizing my gut. I drew a GI map, which is a functional medicine stool test. And lo and behold, I had two high histamine producing bacteria, Citrobacter fruendi and Klebsiella pneumoniae.
Klebsiella is not uncommon, is it?
It is not. It's not uncommon at all. But what's interesting, I think COVID was creating the environment. We know it lowers bifido species of bacteria for these species to take hold in the gut and really start producing histamine.
So the gut has to be addressed. You're a big follower of that?
Absolutely. I think it's foundational, and especially if people are coming in with histamine intolerance symptoms. Mm-hmm. But it gets more interesting than that. I started noticing other trends in our stool testing. So over 90% now of all of our stool tests currently are positive for H. pylori bacteria, which is a mast cell activator in and of itself.
And that causes ulcers?
It's associated with stomach ulcers, but also pancreatic cancer.
Is it?
Yes. And actually, I've lost a family member to pancreatic cancer who had H. pylori earlier in their life.
I did not know that. So should we be testing ourselves for
Everyone,
this?
Based on what I'm seeing in stool testing, should be testing for H. pylori. But here's the issue with it. We use a genetic test in functional medicine to test for H. pylori that finds it all the time. Mm-hmm. But when people go and get what's considered the gold standard test, which is a breath test, we have a lot of negatives on that test. Oh. Also, when they get you can do like a stool antibody test, which doesn't tell you if you have a current infection, but if you've ever had it in your lifetime. And then there's also, breath tests blood testing is will tell you if you've ever had it anywhere in your life. And then stool testing would be current infection.
And we can handle if it's small amounts. Is this when it gets overburdening the system?
Well, you're asking a very important question, which is how do you decide if you should treat it? And so I look at a marker in our stool test called elastase 1, which speaks to pancreatic enzyme production.
That's what Amber looks at, too, a lot, our GI girl, Amber.
Yeah, so if that's reduced, then I'm starting to get interested. Okay, probably need to treat it, because we know that H. pylori can attack parietal cell, hydrochloric acid production in the
stomach. Tell me how you treat it.
So...
Now, you're at Brio.
Brio Functional Medicine. Okay. Actually, and what I've done in myself, and I tested positive for H. pylori back in 2014. I use mastic gum.
Yes, I love mastic gum twice a day.
It's just a Mediterranean shrub.
Do you add Pepto-Bismol? Bismuth into that mix, because that was a standard, wasn't it? Was a bismuth out of Pepto-Bismol?
It depends on the individual and how much they are expressing kind of those gastritis. But a lot of people have H. pylori with little to no symptoms at all. That's what's so interesting about it. You might not have the symptom of burning stomach and reflux and still have H. pylori.
And so what I was going to ask, what are the other symptoms? How would you know?
You might not.
I didn't know the symptoms would, there would be other symptoms.
Yeah. So for me, when I had it back in, tested in, I think 2013 or 14, I was positive on a blood test. So we didn't know if it was current or past infection. So I went ahead and personally treated myself with mastic gum, and it's been negative ever since.
Oh, really?
Are you
staying on mastic?
No, I've never repeated
what
it.
What is mastic gum?
It's a Mediterranean shrub. It's an herb.
Okay.
And it has been used for many, many years in integrative medicine for H. pylori.
And you know what? It's odd. I have used it off and on because I can read an article and I was like, I'm the guinea pig of the world. So it always makes me feel better if I'm not feeling well. And maybe you just hit on something that I will be testing to see if I have H. pylori.
Well, I want to talk to why I think that's even happening to begin with. Why do 90% of people after COVID seem to now have H. pylori? What I've also noticed in stool testing is we've had a dramatic reduction in secretory IgA. That's measuring the immunoglobulin or our immune function that we make in our gut. Mm-hmm. So a large portion of these patients have no detectable levels of secretory IgA, and it's not dependent on age. So even my young 20-year-olds have lost secretory IgA.
Is that because of mastic gum?
Oh, no. I believe that is COVID.
Oh.
Okay. So what I think that is happening is we're losing our immune system in our gut. Now, this is just based, on my opinion and what I'm seeing in hundreds of tests.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we're really interested is helping to people helping people rebuild their gut, heal mm-hmm. their leaky gut, and help them rebuild their immune systems.
So the IgG stuff is inherently connected to gut microbiome, leaky gut, and all of that.
Correct. And that's IgA. It's the only antibody actually made behind the intestines.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. So would it be common sense to at least start with a blood test with H. pylori? Do we have a lot of false positives or a lot of false negatives in that?
So again, the blood testing is going to just is an antibody test. So it doesn't tell you if it's current. Okay. It tells you if you've ever had H. pylori. That's why I can't recommend the GI map enough, because that is a genetic test.
Yes.
It's genetic sequencing to identify H. pylori. Mm-hmm. And we'll find it even when people go and get an endoscopy and get a biopsy of the stomach. Mm-hmm. Those are frequently negative and they will be positive on our test. That
really?
Happens all the time.
Well, I know we only have about a minute and a half left. So if people wanted to come see you and talk to you about this conversation, you do the testing, you do all of that, you consult with them, how would they contact you?
So we're at info@briomedicine.com is our email if you have questions for us. Also, our website is briomedicine.com. We're located in the Wellness Corner on Lee mm-hmm. Highway next to Nutrition World, and we would love to meet you.
And you do telemedicine also.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And Brio is spelled B-R-I-O. Uh-huh,
correct.
Yes.
Medicine.com.
And for the old timers that were around, Dr. Resnick had his big practice. He had a lot of faith in you. He mm-hmm. had to move out of town. He's now in Canada.
You're still seeing his patients.
Yep. And mm-hmm. I'm sure you are. Mm-hmm. So that was a great little partnership that you had.
Yes.
Wonderful that you've just... made me go get some testing done, which I'm not really good at anymore.
He doesn't like to do tests.
I'm a hypochondriac at 69 because I'm figured I've done all I can and I'm not going to do much
else.
He
doesn't want to know at this point.
I do not.
He doesn't want to know.
I want to know within about a week of expiring. And
somebody, by the way, you passed away last week.
Zero regrets. All right.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Deering on with us, Vital Health Radio. You're sponsored by Nutrition World. Bye.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. If you're joining us, we're discussing today's topic and giving you practical strategies you can actually use, not someday, but starting today. So let's continue. Every other week, Dr. Deering comes on and gives him...
Can I get this out of the way real quick?
Excuse me,
Hi,
Clint.
Dr. Deering. Hi, Ed.
I'm hey, out. Clint. No,
I'm
no,
done
no.
now.
Yeah, I got
go.
Questions for. I got no, questions for you.
I'm done. I'm back. I'm on with Rain and Cody.
I did that to him earlier.
Yeah.
I might ask you a few questions.
I drove that whole interview.
All right, a little dead spot there.
Do you,
yeah,
do you
I
have?
I was stunned.
Oh,
no. Go ahead. Ask him the question.
Do you have a question for me? Seriously,
do you
got
have
15
high blood
minutes.
Pressure?
No, absolutely
okay.
do.
All right.
Probably not.
Never
I don't
mind.
Think so. I haven't checked. Go ahead.
Okay.
He does have a red face right now. It's looking like it's pumping pretty good.
It's called sun and color.
Oh.
So what the Irish people look like when we tan. Thank you very much.
You are going on vacation soon.
I am. Yes.
And you're
going to
come back tan and bronzed?
I don't know about that. I may not come back. We'll see. We'll see how it works. All right, we got 15 minutes and we're wasting on me. Let's go.
All right, Dr. Deering, you know, he always is thinking, that's for sure. What are you thinking this time?
Well, I want to talk about the top four ways that I think conventional medicine gets blood pressure wrong. All right. First of all, if you look at the gold numbers that have changed over the years, the first committee that ever came out with the Joint National Committee on Hypertension was 1977. Back then, it was okay to be 160 over 95. So, and they said you didn't have to do anything about it until your diastolic, your lower number, got to 105. So that's how much we've changed over the years to the point now where they're recommending lower and lower. JNC5, which is when I came out of pharmacy school or out of my residency, the JNC5 came out and lowered the recommendations to 140 over 90, which is kind of what has been pretty standard for a long time. And that's kind of the numbers that I use. JNC7 confirmed that 140 over 90, and it kind of became entrenched at that point. But they also put a little caveat in there. They said, if you're high risk, so if you have diabetes or chronic kidney disease, perhaps we should be getting down to 130 over 80. So that was the first time we started seeing the creeping in of lower numbers. 2017, the American College of Cardiologists and the American Hypertensive Association lowered the diagnostic criteria to 130 over 80. So they actually moved it to 130 over 80. Now we're starting to hear numbers like maybe 110 over 70 is optimal, and I totally disagree with that. As we get older, our blood pressure needs to go up. God meant for our blood pressure to go up. We don't have the same vascular system that we had when we were 35 or 30. So a lot of the clients that come in to see me and they say their doctor's pushing them down into the 110s over 60s, I say, I don't recommend that. I don't think it's a good idea, in my opinion.
They're treating a piece of paper, aren't they?
They're treating numbers.
Yeah.
They're treating numbers. And your brain, your heart, your kidneys, they need oxygen. And the only way to get it there is through the vascular system.
But I got to ask the other question is, does it not put more stress on kidneys and other issues in the body with numbers that are higher than optimal? Now, the question is, what truly is optimal?
Yes. That's called target organ damage.
Okay.
And target organ damage, I like to use the... like washing your car, if you've got so little pressure coming out to wash your car, you can't even get the car wet, you're not effective.
Yeah.
You want to get it up there around 140 over 90 so that you got a good flow going, okay? Now, what you don't want is 178 over 107 because that's taking the pain off the car. So there is a fine line
like
there between
that.
Too low and too high. Matter of fact,
excellent.
When I came out of pharmacy school, the first clinic I ever started was a hypertensive clinic, and I wanted to know everything there was about hypertension at the time. And there was Dr. Kaplan had written several books. He was the guru of hypertension back then. Chapter 2 was on the J-curve phenomenon, which if you don't know what that is, basically as you start to lower blood pressure, your cardiovascular risk go down. However, as you start to go down too far, the risk, cardiovascular risk, start to go up. So we've known this for a long time, that lowering blood pressure going down too low is not a good idea.
The returns are minimal, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you don't want to go too low. I mean, matter of fact, the 2018 Lancet that looked at over a million patients showed that there was no increased mortality at a blood pressure of 150 over 100, all right? On the other end of the spectrum, 110 over 70, they looked at in the American Journal of Hypertension, showed an increase in all-cause mortality when you lower the blood pressure down that low. So we're seeing 150 over 10, no increased risk. 110 over 70, an increased risk. So it's not boding well for the people that are saying, let's get the blood pressures down too low. And like I said, there is a point where you have target organ damage too high. But I just think that sometimes it's like, sometimes we used to say in diabetes, the only thing worse than high blood sugars is too low blood sugars.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we go back to senior citizens who have low blood pressure. When they fall and break something because their blood pressure was too low when they stood up, they are at risk of dying.
Yeah. Matter of fact, there was a study that was done where they went in, they went to a nursing home. Half the people, they took a third of their medicines away. They reduced the dose by 30% or took up one of their three medicines away. And then the other half, they left alone. After several years, they looked at the outcomes, showed that the people that they lowered the blood pressure medicines on had less fractures, less falls, less strokes, less heart attack, less death. So we know that lowering the blood pressure and lowering the number of medications you're on is actually a beneficial thing.
I got to ask you a question. At what point would you personally, you've done everything in the store, you do the exercise, and your numbers are still running at something. What numbers would you say, okay, I'm going to start a small dose of a medication, because you're anti-medication like crazy, but yeah. You also respect that there are times and places for that. What would be your threshold?
Well, my threshold, getting ready to work at Nutrition World, I went over all your podcasts basically to get ready to be a part of this team. And you had a Dr. Brownstein on.
Yes.
And he says 90 diastolic of, a systolic of 90 plus your age. Now, I think there's a little, I don't think you'd be 90 years old and be happy with a 180 pressure, but within reason, let's say you're 60 years old, 90 plus 60 is 150.
Right.
If you're getting occasionally 150s, you're perfectly fine. What I tell my clients is, if you get a couple readings in a row that are 90 plus your age, just be okay with it. Don't freak out. You start getting that day after day after day after day, then yeah, we need to figure out what's going on. And what we need to look at is what the root causes of hypertension. And we know that's inflammation. What's going on? Are you inflamed for some reason? Is it your insulin resistance? What's going on there? Mm-hmm. Your sedentary lifestyle, you stop working out. Your stress level, is your mitochondrial dysfunction? What's going on there? So we look at all the root causes. Once we fix those, then we fix the blood pressure. But yes, back to your original point, which is at what point do I think that you need medication? You start to get numbers that I think would be somewhere in the one, getting rising up to close to 170.
Absolutely.
Getting up around 100, a little over 100 or so.
On the low.
Those kinds of numbers there, and you can't figure out the root cause problem.
Right.
Well, let's go ahead and throw a medication in until we can figure out the root cause problem. So let's use it as a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Because what we know is with the blood pressure medications is while they're lowering numbers, which shouldn't be the goal, the goal is to get rid of the root cause, the inflammation, the insulin resistance, which is the biggest cause, I think, in hypertension these days. But the goal should be not lowering numbers, but we know the blood pressure medicines also at the same time have side effects. And some of these side effects, they're not even aware of. I mean, I mentioned it last week or last time I was on the show that amlodipine, while beautiful at lowering your numbers, amlodipine is a calcium channel blocker that's causing calcium to be deposited in different areas. One of those places is your arteries, and it's actually increasing your chance for cardiovascular disease. So long-term use of amlodipine,
helps one thing and hurts another.
Exactly.
Now, we must have to talk about the fact that many people are taking their blood pressure incorrectly.
Yeah.
And most times you go even into the physician's office, if you haven't sat for 3 to 5 minutes, you're going to have elevated numbers. If you have pee in the urine, if your arm is lower than your heart, if you are moving your feet, if you are talking, those are five things that will increase your blood pressure.
Yep.
I think there are a lot of people on number.
White coat hypertension.
And then the stress of just the anticipation of that.
Yeah,
that's what women do get when they see me, is that they get their heart rate goes straight up. And so they never, if you see Ed Jones, you can't get your blood pressure checked for at least 10 minutes. I see Clint. Yeah, Clint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We don't have the time for that. He's got more stuff to say, but
okay. Well, basically, what we know is we lower the blood pressure too much. There's in the 2012 Journal of Circulation showed that going below 70, you reduced coronary flow and you had myocardial.
Below 70, the lower number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Diastolic.
And then kidney wise, you go below that, then all of a sudden, long-term kidney disease gets worse. So it's not doing any really? Good to lower it.
It gets worse because it's probably lessening blood flow. Right. Okay.
2018 Journal of Neurology, same thing. You're lowering the blood pressure down below 110, and all of a sudden, you're not getting enough cerebral perfusion, not enough blood flow to the brain. Your neurology, your cognitive function goes down. So, all right, that's enough on the. That was sort of the goal numbers, trying to get it to a certain number, and it's not a good idea. The second thing I think they get wrong is they treat high blood pressure. And we kind of touched on it, but they sort of treat high blood pressure as a disease rather than a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
So, just to kind of go into the example of that would be the insulin resistance. So we know insulin resistance causes the kidneys to retain sodium. So water flows sodium osmotically, right? So that you end up with more plasma volume, your blood thickens, you increase resistance, and your pressure goes up. All right. So what was the problem there? Was it the body's compensatory mechanism to try to fix the situation? Or was it that your insulin resistance was causing the whole problem to begin with, that needed your blood pressure to go up?
Let me ask you this. If you went to 100 physicians, normal, regular, insurance paid, how many could converse on insulin resistance and know a real plan of action?
Wow.
What percent? Maybe, I'm guessing 15% might, 85% won't.
All I try to do is say, what was I like? I don't like to go after people necessarily.
What were you like?
I like to go back and say, what was I like? Somebody that ran a hypertensive clinic for decades. I never gave it a thought. You're totally focused on numbers and how I get that down, and usually you're thinking of medications. Okay, so the next thing that I think is the common advice to lower your salt intake. I think that is where conventional medicine gets it wrong. And so why do they say lower your salt intake? Well, we know back in the day there was studies that were done. It was called the DASH diet. I'm sure you've heard of the DASH diet. So it's the dietary approach to stop hypertension, I think it's what the DASH stands for. So as a part of that study, of course, they lowered sodium intake. What were the results of that study? People's blood pressures got better, okay? So blood pressures got better, they gave the credit to lowering salt. Well, also as a part of that diet, they told people to lower the refined carbs, the refined starches, all kinds of healthier ways to eat, dietary lifestyle modifications that were probably, or I'm not gonna say probably, those were the reason that people had better blood pressure control. They were fixing the insulin resistance, therefore they were fixing the blood pressure. Because we've got studies where we just go after and look at, if we lower sodium, salt intake, blood pressure goes down by 1, maybe 2 points.
Wow. So all the other things is what actually did the work.
It was all the other stuff that was doing the work.
Oh, interesting.
So, and what we do know is that lowering sodium actually causes insulin resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing you want to be doing is increasing insulin resistance, and that's what you do when you restrict your salt intake.
Now, we can do too much sodium now.
If you eat a big salty meal, sure, your body's going to react in order to get the water ratio right. It's going to flood in some water, and you're going to end up with a blood pressure as a result going up. But for the most part, having adequate amounts of sodium come in your diet on a regular basis daily, say through your electrolytes or whatever, you're actually better off. I mean, there's studies out there where they came in where people were restricted salt diets. They gave them salt, and healthy forms of salt, of course.
And like we sell, the Himalayan, we'd have salts that are tested and not have, or have the least amount of heavy metals and.
Yeah.
So we're not talking Morton's.
And so those salts in these studies showed that the blood pressures got better.
Wow.
Okay, so the restricted.
Interesting.
The restricted, and why do we not want to restrict salt? Because I'll go ahead and make a public service announcement now, is that we know that when you lower your salt intake intentionally during these heat movements we're having, these heat waves that we're having, if you're out in this heat, you're putting yourself at risk for a heat stroke, okay? And, you know, back in 1995, when the 750 elderly people died in Chicago when the heat wave came through. Yeah, that was because they were salt restricted. Think about it. What is the first thing they do when they pick you up in an ambulance after you, when you're having a heat stroke? They give you a sodium chloride bag, right? I mean, I remember my nemesis. I coached football for 21 years. My nemesis was Boy Buchanan. And in Boy Buchanan, we were playing them one day, and I had the best team I'd ever had. I was finally going to beat Boy Buchanan. I didn't even pay attention to the fact that the weather outside was 100 degrees. Why they didn't call this game, I don't know. But I didn't want to call it off because I was finally going to beat Boy Buchanan. Well, my stud running back took an 80-yard kickoff back, all right? He was drinking lots of water, but not a lot of sodium. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He also had his arms covered. He was too much on him. But he went into a heat stroke.
Mm.
Ambulance comes out to the field, gets him, and hooks up a sodium bag on him as first thing they did. But anyway, let me just close by saying the other thing they get wrong is they feel like medications are the only answer. We know from the 2020 Journal of Human Hypertension that you can lower blood pressure up to 15 millimeters of mercury just by doing lifestyle measures. They also discount totally what we know, which is the magnesiums and the omega-3s and the CoQ10s and on and on and on from our world can actually treat the blood pressure better.
You are so full of information.
You are.
You are awesome.
And when you turn that sheet of paper over, I knew you weren't going to be able to finish because we're out of time. And I'm so sorry. It is so good.
That was excellent.
It was really
good
stuff.
People need to hear this.
Hey, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, and we're going to take a break. Brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Thank you for staying with us on Vital Health Radio as we head into our final segment Our goal isn't to give you more information, it's to give you confidence, clarity, and practical action steps you can use to improve your health one decision at a time. So let's finish today's discussion.
I'm all in.
All right. I want to brag about my 43 staff members. They rock and roll. They have a passion. They're fantastic at helping you help yourself. So always remember, Nutrition World is your partner on your journey to health. Now, one of the studies I did read this week, which was quite interesting, of course, I'm kind of that guy who finds these things interesting. One is, which I'm getting older at 69. My birthday is next week, and I'll be not celebrating. That's what I do. I have no connection to my birthday other than just writing it on a piece of paper. But this has to do with people, about the one statement that I hear more often about my diet is, well, because you're on a lot of protein, which I feel is very beneficial to our longevity, protein, muscle is the organ of longevity, is always going to hurt your kidney function. Mm. Well, this was a great study. Assessment of kidney function on this study relied on something called a GFR. That's what we all look at for kidney function. It's filtration rate. A 10-year study among 1,324 middle-aged older adults, average age 64, measured the GFR and found that higher protein was not linked with decreased kidney function, even among those at higher risk for chronic kidney disease, those with diabetes and blood pressure, high levels of albumin. Another study found that more than 8,500 healthy adults or those with mild to moderate kidney disease found that higher protein was linked to a slightly lower risk of mortality compared to lower intake. So reducing protein really isn't important if you're concerned about the kidney health.
And I know we've got about a minute left. I'm just going to say two things. First of all studies that agree with what I think are good studies.
Yeah, bingo. Two thumbs up.
And second of all, I just want everybody to know as we wrap this show up, you're going to have 20 seconds and then I'll wrap it up. I'm super proud of you. This segment, my man has
first
done
time
it.
Ever.
Without headphones on.
Yes.
He didn't freak out.
No.
He looked at me and pointed to his head. I went, it's going to be fine. I gave him the calm. You can do it, buddy. And you did it. And I'm super proud of it.
Woo, yeah.
Good job. You want me to go ahead and wrap it up?
Wrap it up, brother.
Let's do this. You've been listening to Vital Health Radio this week. We appreciate all the guests. And we also appreciate the 43 people over at Nutrition World because they're the sponsors of this. See you back next week. Have a good week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.